Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Yes, indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I'm, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Yeah?
Ooh, a little harsh there. Joining me as always, the lovely, charming Diane Brierley.
Just relax and let your mind go blank. It shouldn't be hard for you.
Of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Engineering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer. Making sure that we're coming to you across the worldwide web. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. This is how the show works. You get to send an email about anything in the world. Nothing is verboten. Everything is on the table. Everything. Nothing verboten. You get to say totally anonymous. We, on the other hand, are brutally honest. We don't know who you are. And what's worse, we don't want to know who you are. That's what's really bad.
We don't want to know you.
It's not that we don't care how you feel. It's we just don't really care about how you feel.
You just don't care.
We just don't care.
We just don't care. You're just an uncaring, unfeeling.
This is your chance to see what people really think when you're not in the room, okay? No punches pulled here. If we like what you think, we'll celebrate it. We think you're dark, we'll tell you you're dark. And that's all I got to say about that. What are we doing today? Oh!
You tell me. You're running
over.
The show.
Carrying over. We had a wonderful guest with us yesterday. We talked her into doing another show because clearly she has no life whatsoever. The wonderful, the charming, the gorgeous Jenna McCarthy.
Hello, party people.
She didn't want terms like gorgeous, though, so you should have said moderately pleasant to the eye.
Yeah, not a stick in your eye to look at. How come I don't get a little sound effect, like the bleeping of things? Or everybody else got like axe murderer stuff and funny little, there's nothing?
Nothing for you?
I'm so demanding.
You are demanding. That's why your
and
sound
you
effect
are
is this.
Quarters again.
Just
what
do what I tell
on?
You.
That's you.
Yeah, I like that.
See?
I like that.
That's it.
Do it now.
I like it.
Trust me. My mission is to protect you.
No. Go back to the first one.
Just do what I tell
just
you.
Just do it.
Just do what I tell you.
Yeah, I like that.
Put a sock in it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's Jenna's sound effect.
Oh, that's kind of mean. But it's
like, oh, come on. You like being
I'm
mean.
I'm mean.
Oh, yes, you
profane.
Are. We're mean. I'm profane. I'm not profane, but I'm mean. What can I say? What a match we made.
It here. Actually used to say that on the front page of my website. It used to say my books contain no gratuitous profanity. Oh, there's profanity. It's just not gratuitous.
Now, you don't normally write just about marriage.
I write about everything.
You're right. So this is just one book you did. She's the other book entitled, If It Was Easy, They'd Call the Whole Damn Thing a Honeymoon. Okay, that's the name of her book. Subtitled, Living With and Loving the TV Addicted, Sex Obsessed, Not So Handy Man You Married.
She should have just called it Loving Mark Unger.
Loving Mark Unger. This is a very funny book.
And, that would have skyrocketed me to the top of the New York Times list.
Oh, yeah.
Living with Mark Unger.
Yeah, that'll do it. Just about.
I bet your wife would have liked it, too, if I called it that. I'm guessing.
He tried your line at the break. It didn't work, let me tell you. Or your husband's line. He tried it.
Yeah, I went up to my wife and said, hey, you want a piece of this? And
she kind of turned around and looked at him like, did he have chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I thought it was the other one you were going to say.
Hey, you want a piece of this? Can I see your boobs? So that's
didn't work.
That's apparently your husband's romantic MO.
It's one of his many, many, many romantic, you know, come-ons, if you will. And then I always joke, and like, you know, it's been like too long when anything I say is taken in a sexual way. Like, you know, honey, have you seen my hammer? Oh, I got your hammer. Oh, God. Really? Really?
I got your hammer right here, baby.
The kids have book reports this week. I'll give you a book report. Okay. You know what? It's see, time.
I like your husband. He's a man.
We should have him on the
man.
Show.
He's a manly man. Yeah, we should be calling him up.
No. She's like, no. He doesn't get a mic.
He doesn't. No, he does not get mic'd. No. He can go have his own
does
career.
He get day
he can
passes?
Write the rebuttal book.
He can write the rebuttal book. My guess is you've written more books than he's read.
Yes, that is absolutely true. He is not a reader. He is not. He has God bless his heart. He has a stack next to his bed, mostly things that I've said, if you read nothing else, just read this. Uh-huh. And he did get through The Art of Racing in the Rain, which is just a magical, beautiful, fantastic, lovely book that everybody needs to read, whether or not you like dogs.
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Oh, my gosh. It is a dog written. It's a dog.
It's a dog.
It smells like a dog. This book smells terrible.
It smells like a dog.
No, it's a book about a dog, and it's written from the dog's perspective, and it sounds corny and hokey, and please know that my standards are really high. This is one of the best books I've ever written. It's written. I didn't write it. Dang it. I wish I wrote it.
One of the best books I've ever written was War and Peace.
Second grade?
What?
I said recommended anyway, age for reading is second grade.
I think he read that one, was my point. He struggled with the help. He struggled so valiantly. He's like, yeah, I can't do it.
Okay. Oh,
Mark
with reading
is a
the book,
book
to help?
Sniffer now.
I'm still sniffing your book. I still think it smells weird.
He's a book sniffer.
Like roses,
whisperer,
right?
Dog
like,
whisperer,
it
and then we have Mark
weird.
The book sniffer.
You have
it's
to actually
weird,
read
but the
it.
Book
it doesn't
smells
count.
So good.
Can't just inhale it. Doesn't work
to
that way.
Freshly printed books.
So is this like the Seinfeld of radio shows?
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, a show about nothing is exactly what it is. This is actually, we do take people's emails and stuff like that. You know what we haven't done this week? We knew we usually do it and we put it off because we've been screwing around. Is we have one day where we call it Stupid Argument Day. So today, we're going to do Stupid Argument Day. So this is what happens. We encourage people to write in their stupid marriage argument. And then we debate the argument and then we vote to see who wins and who loses. Now, there's four of us on the show, so we could have, you know, a standoff. I guess we could get Tim or something to weigh in to break.
You don't
tie.
Get a guy to break, though. Am I part of this? Do I get to vote, too? Because we need a girl tiebreaker.
Yeah, no,
I have a feeling a lot of these are going to go down gender lines.
Oh, no, not
no,
usually. Not,
really.
Not always. Uh-uh.
No, they really
you would think so, but not so.
You would.
They are stupid arguments, and they're really not all that deep or complex or gender specific.
I want to get my hands on one of these.
Well, the problem is, I mean, we tend to argue about the stupidest things on earth.
Give her some examples of some of the stupid arguments that we've actually settled.
Well, I don't know. One was
do the blinds turn up or do they
turn
down?
So this is the problem. Do you turn the blinds up or should the blinds be turned down? And apparently this was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We had,
do you call it breakfast, lunch, supper, or
breakfast
dinner, supper, or breakfast lunch, dinner, whatever?
Really? I mean, isn't there an element of if you're really like going to the mat about that, you have so much deep-seated anger and resentment, you're so fighting about
bigger problems?
Well, not necessarily.
I mean,
my
not
wife.
That.
Don't, no, come on, you and your husband probably have stupid arguments, right?
We do. Oh, no, we only have stupid arguments.
Yes,
we don't have any big, profound argument ever. We've never had a profound argument.
Really? You said you wanted to kill him one time.
Not one. Yeah. We were fighting over the radio that time. Like
the whole argument was about the radio?
Fight that launched my book. Well, we had been sort of like bickery, and then I thought we were done talking, so I turned on the radio in the car, and he smacked my hand away. And I was like, "What did? Are you my dad? Like, can't you? So I hold his hand with mine, and I use the other hand to turn it on. So now he's got a hand on the wheel of the car. So now he's driving the car with his knees to smack my hand again. I'm like, "Oh my! We're Laverne and Shirley, like, you know, smacking each other's hand." I was like, "Come on, really?" So we just go on off. I turn it on. He slaps it off. I turn it on. I turn it on as hard as I can. Like, anyway, he smacks my hand. I'm like,
blow
the
speakers.
We are 7 and 9 right here.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Actually, my kids are 6 and 8, and they have fights. Like, she's looking out my window, and we were worse than them.
Oh. Would you like us
tell
to weigh
to
in on this?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
which one of us is more immature? I mean, you can't. We were both fully invested in this, like, you know.
Well, that's the point of this whole segment that we do, is to show people, look, everybody argues about stupid. Just relax. You know, at least you got mad, and, you know, you eventually got over it. But for heaven's sakes, just relax. Now, you said you went to bed mad that night.
Mad.
And you weren't supposed to go to bed mad. You know, the Bible says...
We go to bed mad all the time. What does the Bible say?
The Bible says, you should not let the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, that's where they get the phrase, don't go to bed angry. But see, but I say technically...
The sun's going down, and I'm still wrathful.
No, that's why you wait until the sun goes down. Then you get mad, because now you got a whole 24 hours. See?
He knows how to beat the system.
It doesn't say don't go to bed mad. It says let the sun go down while you're mad. Down. So the sun is down. I am kicking some butt, screaming and yelling. I got 24 hours to get over this. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah,
you got to look for technical loopholes, you know.
That is a good one.
Of course.
Because, yeah, I mean, we do. We don't fight a lot. Like, we don't have the big ugly fights a lot. But when we do, I'd say pretty much every time we go to bed mad. We don't usually, like, solve it right away. We're not that.
I don't think they're solvable right away when they're really big, actually.
Or when you just say, like, those really bad... My husband and I both, we have the same bad habit, which is when we get mad, we say really ugly things. Like, we both go right below the belt for the meanest, ugliest...
Ooh, you fight dirty.
Yeah, we fight. We do. It's terrible.
Oh, you haven't read my book.
I've watched your videos.
You haven't read my book.
You don't have my book, do you?
And my book doesn't smell like a men's locker room either.
And neither does mine.
Well, yes,
how
it does.
Coincidental. It doesn't. For God's sake, it doesn't.
It does. It's a newspaper. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of print. It's a newspaper.
The print, yes.
It's just the kind of paper on the page.
Newspaper. Mm-hmm. Newspaper. Pick up your local newspaper. Smell it. It smells like a locker room.
No.
Whereas mine is high quality.
Doesn't smell like any locker room I've been in.
Wait, not only does it smell, now it's like schlock? It smells fine. Dude, I have one of the biggest publishers in the business.
I do too. I got Simon & Schuster. Who's yours?
Hand crank mimeograph, Berkeley.
Berkeley, so mine is bigger than yours.
Oh no, let's not go there.
I'm not even...
Wow.
When I say I'm not touching that,
we're ready for a break.
I am not touching that.
My phone is bigger than your publisher. Anyway, oh my gosh, that's pretty funny. Difference is you probably sold more than 10 copies. Hey, I'm probably up to 12.
I think I have sold more than 10. What's in your book that I need to know?
You've sold at least 10.
I got a whole chapter on how to fight fair. Don't fight dirty. See, I'm all for fighting.
Can you just give it to my husband? Because clearly I'm perfect, and
I'm all for fighting.
Himself.
You got to fight. If you don't fight, the people who don't fight are the people who could put everything on a shelf, and the shelf gets heavier and heavier and heavier, and then it implodes, man. It breaks. And that's, you know, it's not healthy. You've got to argue. You to think that, you know, idealistically, you never argue. You're on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sakes, you got to argue. How do you debate what to do with the toilet brush?
Can I just be on drugs and I won't have to worry about arguing?
Oh, well, that can be arranged.
Okay.
All right. We'll try and get it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to take some of your stupid marriage arguments. And during the break, we'll get some drugs for Diane. So we'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
Happy times together we've been spending. I wish that every kiss was ever ending.
It's the Jenna McCarthy song.
Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was just like me? That's what I think. If everyone would think just like me, life would be fabulous. That's what's wrong with people. And be more like me. I love me. I'm my biggest fan. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, a show all about love, marriage, relationships, and crazy people, which is most people get married. All right, today we're going to handle your stupid argument day. We've moved stupid argument day to today, and our guest, Jenna McCarthy, not Jenny McCarthy.
No.
That's a different chick. That's a whole different chick.
That's the Playboy chick. I'm the
yeah, make sure you, when you Google,
one.
Just to see yeah. what she looks like, it's Jenna, not Jenny. You're going to be quite surprised.
Oh, that's a mistake I was making.
Not her.
Are you looking at the best girl?
He was thinking, oh, man, she's drop dead gorgeous.
No, you weren't. You're just
saying
that.
Out of the room gorgeous, as you would say.
Yeah.
Jenna.
No, but I will tell you guys, for my whole entire life, at least the part of it that's been around since there was the internet, every time you Googled my name, even if you did it in quotes, and yes, I'm a narcissist and I Google myself every day, it would say, did you mean Jenny McCarthy?
Yes.
And I would say, no.
Oh, wait, you're not Jenny McCarthy?
I thought
you were this blonde chick.
Are you serious?
No,
I am a blonde
chick. She is a blonde
chick.
Yes, I know. I saw her real picture.
I know what she looks like.
I saw the real one.
Check out her video. We got the video clip on our web page.
That one where I'm in the bathtub, but it's actually totally safe for work.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm like, huh.
I am in the bathtub.
I ain't gonna play that
right
now.
And I may or may not have pretend clothes on under the
shirt. And she's her husband in the background taking a leak is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That's my life.
That is funny.
I'm glad my life amuses you, people.
It's awesome.
Wait, you mean everybody doesn't do that?
Huh?
You mean everybody doesn't do that?
Tinkle.
I think that Mark, do you walk in when your wife's in the just relaxing in the tub and you just?
I walk and go, hey, you want a piece of this?
Yeah.
Show me your boobs. Hey, you did it.
Show me your boobs.
You provide that peaceful sound of water trickling in the background. Just close your eyes. Pretend you're next to a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend you're in Hawaii. Yeah,
yes.
This is the waterfall.
Yeah.
We're just trying to romanticize
That's
your
right.
bath time is all. While we take a leak
you're,
while you're
give.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're just trying to get a sneak of the boob. boobs. You just right. want to see the boobs. You're out there like pounding water bottles so you can come in.
Oh, my.
Hey, boobs are out.
That's right. That's
boobs are out and I didn't even have to ask.
Boobies. Guess how many boobs I saw today.
All right, so we're going to talk about the very first stupid argument of the day.
Ready?
What do you got?
First one says, thank you so much for everything you've done for my family and changing my stinking thinking. My wife and I are awaiting the arrival of our first baby in late February, and hopefully we'll have a few more after that. They all want to have babies after listening to you, apparently.
Good, good. Because you listen to me, you just want to have sex.
I guess.
I am the sex machine.
Okay, here's the stupid argument.
I am funky. I'm groovy. I'm sexy. I was supposed to be
Do you have a lot of guys writing in the stupid arguments?
Oh, it's about half and half.
I would think it would so be women. Okay.
Yeah, it's about half and half that write in for the stupid arguments. Okay, so here's the stupid argument.
Wait a minute. We're not talking
I know.
You were talking about how sexy
I know.
Was.
You were trying to find sex machine.
I'm sexy,
I know.
And I know it.
Know it.
I work out.
Here's my theme song. Huh. Come on. Am I going to dance? Woo! I'm a sex machine.
Can I count it off?
Come on, hallelujah!
Get up, get on up.
Come on,
get up,
get on up. Shake it.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
One piece of this.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up. It's a Mark on your show.
Crazy things going.
I like a sex machine.
I'm a sex machine.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many times a day does Mark's wife write in with their stupid argument?
She steers clear.
Her email
she stays
has been
far,
blocked.
Far away.
Her email's blocked on my on my system.
Every time I try to talk to him, he plays a soundbite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got there?
Okay. I'm the type of person who has to be early to something, otherwise I feel like I'm late. My wife is the type of person who thinks that if an event is at 7, you leave the house at 7. From talking to other couples, this is fairly normal. But while we are being pressed for time, she feels that the house has to be clean or at least cleaner before we can leave. The big one is the dishes. She says they need to be clean before we leave. I think they can just soak and we'll get to them when we get home. So the stupid argument is, do you have to do the dishes before you leave the house or can they wait a few hours until you're back home?
Ooh, I have an opinion on that already. Well, let's start with Ross.
I'm gonna unleash.
Let's go to Ross. Okay. Ross Meister.
You gotta be on time. If it starts at 7, you gotta get there early. You gotta let the dishes sit. There's no reason for them to be done before you leave. There's no reason for that.
That's what you think?
Put them in the dishwasher. I don't care. Let them sit. They'll get done eventually. I hate being late.
Clearly, you are an undisciplined barbarian.
Oh, I'm disciplined.
You live in your own poo.
Probably.
Okay,
is this the part where we get to tell people how stupid they are?
Okay, no, wait a minute now. So this is Ross.
Oh, I don't get to go yet. Okay. So.
Yeah, there's a hierarchy here.
New girl.
Ross says, let them rot. Okay, Diane?
Now, you know me and my dish fetish. I do not like to have dishes in the sink, but... higher on the totem pole than the dish fetish is the
timely.
Being on time fetish.
Yes, praise the Lord.
The dishes wait
hallelujah.
Because the on time is trumps the dish fetish for me. So on time wins.
So we're two for on time. Okay, Jenna, they still haven't said what I would say, but what do you get to say?
Oh, I have to pick one. No, okay. I have the dish and the on-time fetish, too, but this isn't about the dishes or the on-time. You eat earlier, people. Like, well, I don't get that. Or you eat on paper plates. I mean, if that's like the thing...
Go
I don't
to the drive-thru on the way to church.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm with her. That's my answer. My answer would be, you know that you're going somewhere. You know the dishes drive you crazy. Either eat earlier, or how about you wash the puking dishes?
How about that?
Instead of sitting there and watching ESPN scratching your... okay? And so you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So he's.
You have two people that each have a separate thing, and your job as someone's spouse is to respect that. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to think it's the wisest thing in the world. You don't have to not let it drive you crazy. You just have to do it. So she's got to get ready to walk
hallelujah.
Out the door, whatever that takes.
You're preaching
right?
now.
Whatever that takes.
Praise God.
And
hallelujah.
She's got to be willing to help her do the dishes before they do.
We got a preacher in the center section preaching.
Amen.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, if the dishes are there and the dishes are going to cause them to be late, the dishes need to sit.
No, but
until
look,
gets
this
back.
Is a recurring stupid argument.
Because that's her
immediate,
only making the concession.
Yeah, the immediate argument is one thing.
See, I was answering the immediate argument.
That's what I'm doing.
No,
exactly.
No, no. Remember, it's a stupid argument. It's a recurring argument. Yes. That's what makes them stupid.
Yes.
When at the last minute, yes, we're going to be late. There's dishes. Yeah, okay. I can say, okay, well, let's just catch it later. But he knows this is a problem. Okay?
Well, then
it
I would eat sooner, go through the drive-thru, hit McDonald's on the way. You wash them,
why
whatever.
Why can't he clean the puking dishes? He knows it's going to dry. He's the one who's mad because he's not leaving on time.
Then do the dishes.
Of the two of them, who's more upset?
He is.
I
would say he is.
Well, he's the one writing the letter, so clearly it's bugging him.
It's you know, and I always go against the one who's the most upset. That's the way I work this thing. Always have.
If he washes them, they probably will get there on time.
Seriously, dude, she doesn't care. You get there at 7:30, she doesn't give a rat's butt. You're the one going crazy. Clean the puking dishes.
I agree with that.
She's getting, unless you eat at 6:45. And are trying to go out by 7, which I'm sure he doesn't do because he wants to be early, right?
Yes, he wants to be early.
Well, it's on the nights he knows they're going out. As soon as you're done, you get your butt up. They say, okay, I'll do dishes tonight so we can leave on time. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But see, like, if the woman had written this letter, it would have been totally different. Like, he's saying, it's really important to me to be on time. And she's rushing around doing silly dishes, which clearly don't matter. Well, she would say, he wants us to be early for everything when he knows it's really stressful for me to leave these dishes. It's about two people who are not honoring each other at all. She has to say, because it's important to you to be on time, I am going to jump through flame. I'm going to wash the dishes so fast your head will spin. And he's going to say, well, let me help you, because then we can get out of here at this reasonable time that feels really good to me. I mean, they're both, you know, they both need to give. And I'm not like, you know, the one that I'm not like middle ground, nicey, nice girl. I like saying somebody's really, really, really stupid, but I think they're both being stupid.
All right.
They're not helping each other and they're digging in, and that's why they're definitely
exactly.
And over
well,
again.
That's what makes them stupid arguments.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I vote in this case.
Did
I
win anything?
Well, we're trying to
yeah,
see
Zestra.
Zestra.
Wait, you own it. I'm sorry.
We're going to help Libya today. You have to listen to yesterday's show. Having this today's show is not going to make any sense to anybody because we keep running off the jokes of the previous show. But anyway, so I think it's on the dude. He's the one who wants to get there. He's the one who cares. She doesn't care.
Right.
He
right.
cares. Have him clean up puking dishes. Then you get rid of the issue. But what he's upset about is he wants to go early. She can clean the dishes later.
yeah, exactly. And do the dishes whenever he wants. And no, if she's going to get out the door on time the way you want it, you're going to have to help her. You're going to have to do the dishes so
I
that
agree
she goes
with all of that.
In a good mood.
I was only voting on hers or his, but I don't think either one of them are right.
I think what you're saying is
right.
Well, that means that he's wrong. So she wins.
She wins.
I think she wins. Because I don't want
to
leave because the dishes are dirty.
She has to wash the dishes
he
and they get to be late. No, she doesn't win because if she wins, she stays home and washes
wins
the dishes and they get late.
She wins this argument.
Wins this argument. We're saying he's wrong.
He's wrong.
That's what we're saying by she wins, because he's trying to have everything his way. He wants to be on time and not have to deal with the dishes.
At Marriage Magazine, we celebrate marriage. The magazine is full of quickie how-tos, enticing tidbits, secrets from real-life people, tools on how to deal with difficult issues, as well as fun tips to bring back or increase that love and feeling. Just think of the magazine as continuing education for that most important relationship in your life and your kids' lives. Subscribe at marriagemagazine.org. That's marriagemagazine.org. Or call 1-800-MARRIAGE. 1-800-MARRIAGE. You'll be glad you did.
1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
and even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Unger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
You heard it here first. On the Mark Unger Show.
Maybe that didn't come across. I don't know, but can you turn that temperature down? I mean, the two of you are pretty hot men in here.
I am hot. He says he's fine. He says it's us.
I'm ready to pass out here.
What's the arguing about the girl?
I guess I'm not in the over 40 club.
I said the vagina wins.
That was great.
The female wins on this one. I still think he knows it's coming. He should clean the dishes. And I have a problem.
Right.
Now, if you clean the dishes and she's still dragging.
See, that was what I was going to say.
Now
if he does the dishes, is she then going to have to vacuum the living room? Or is she going to have to fold the load of laundry? Is it just her thing?
Well, then we would vote differently.
Because the house has to be
Yes, the house
order.
Has to be picked up. And the dishes is just one of the
correct
the things. So it could be she's just going to find something else to do so that, you know, some people are passive aggressive that way.
Well, you guys lose.
Okay, what am I going to send her?
Send her. Oh, what are you going to give her?
What do you want? What do you want to send?
We could send her this book that smells like a locker room.
Yeah. Except we don't have copies of that to send, sure. So tell me something else.
I can send her the one that signed two months.
I just heard a hang up. I just heard
I'm
a phone hang up.
Ignoring you people.
You
don't pay me enough to take this abuse.
Send her this book signed to Mark.
Nice. That's really nice. Now you're just giving. Now you're
just
giving
gonna
it
give
away.
It away because it smells like a locker room.
Because it smells like a locker room. Really, people.
Oh, that is funny. I don't know. What should we give today? Do we the book? Just do the book. It's not like we have that many things. We'll send her the book.
Yeah. All right. Just so I know what to send.
I'll write happy of Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better
a
Marriage.
Stapler.
Because my book is better than her book. Because mine's bigger than hers. Ha 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 ha.
Uh huh.
Did you go straight to paperback or did you do a hard book first? Hardcover.
Straight to paperback.
I did hardcover.
Do you know what type of economic times we're in, Mark?
Yeah.
He has a hardcover fetish.
I have. Okay, I do.
Whatever.
I do have a hardcover fetish. I do. I don't know.
No, I kind of. Well,
it's a man thing.
Yeah, I do too. I don't really have a choice.
That's great.
That's
you
kind
probably,
of
you probably sold a whole. That's great. I bet you sold a bunch of books. Are you all over the place?
I did. I'm all over the place.
I'm nowhere.
You can't blink without running
nowhere.
Into me.
I am nowhere. I am nowhere. I had a big publisher, but they were incompetent.
Just jump on my coattails, Mark. I'll take you with me.
Seriously. This will be awesome. I'll be internationally unknown then. Wait, I'm already internationally
You'll just
unknown.
Be forever linked with the drunken sailor gal, lady, with the smelly bug.
Mm-hmm.
With the smelly bug. All right, what do you got next?
Okay, the next one says, so my husband gave his okay.
She's right.
She's right.
I pick her.
Vagina wins.
I do believe this is from the woman who said that her husband doesn't want to give her stupid arguments because he's afraid she'll send him into the show, but he okayed the stupid
awesome.
One, so he's okay with this one coming in.
Okay, he's already a control freak. He's not the boss of her.
Apparently he is.
Apparently. This is an argument we have frequently when my husband is driving. I sometimes tell him when to turn, or I let him know when he's going too slow or too fast. He quickly gets annoyed and asks me if I want to drive. And I say, no, I just want us to get where we need to go. And he seems to be in need of some help along the way. If I don't tell him what to do while driving, he ends up taking wrong turns or misses a turn altogether. Should I just let him make wrong turns or keep telling him how to drive? We have been getting into this argument since we got married.
Should I keep telling him how to drive?
Almost 6 years ago.
Is she hearing what she's saying?
God.
Are you hearing? Should I keep telling him how to drive? Oh, yes. That's what you should keep doing.
How's that working for you?
Yeah. She did say, I know I will probably get grilled. So she knew that.
Awesome. Yeah. She knows it already. Oh, good
Mark,
grief.
Do you remember the ear story I told you on the phone the other day?
The ear story?
The ear story, my sister and the ear. Would this be a good time to share that story?
I don't remember it. Go ahead.
My sister's a PA, so she works in internal medicine. She has a guy come in one day. Is this a good time for this?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Okay. She has a patient come in, and he says, you know, it hurts really hard when I push on my ear really hard. So she says, okay. So she does a physical exam, can't find anything wrong. You know, so she said, you know, how does it feel when you sleep?
Okay,
true story. How does it feel when you sleep? It's totally fine. Does it hurt in the when you're swimming, like in the water? No, it doesn't hurt then. So, okay, so what about if you shake your head? No, it doesn't hurt. Okay, so pretty much it only hurts when you push on it really hard. The only time it hurts. No other times. How's it feel right now?
Whoops.
I'm going to go ahead and suggest you stop pushing on it really hard. How stupid are people?
Pretty stupid.
I mean,
it only hurts when I push on it really, really hard.
When I jam my hand into the blender, it cuts off my fingertips. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get your hand out of the blender. I mean, seriously. This guy paid like $150 for her to say, you know, that thing that you're doing to yourself that hurts, you should stop.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
So
he goes to a doctor
to say, when I push this,
when I push really hard on my ear, it hurts.
Well, you know, that's
what
this lady
hurts everybody. When you push really
this
hard.
This lady is calling a marriage doctor and saying, every time I'm really annoying to my husband, we get in a fight. What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to do. I'm at a loss.
I don't know what to do. He's so annoying.
What?
I'm really annoying. Why does... It's like the lady who calls me the other day. You know, can you help me? Why, what's the problem? My husband won't talk to me. Why? Well, I scream at him, he should talk to me. Well, that always helps a man open up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you scream at the top of your lungs, talk to me! Why don't you talk to me? Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so should she just let him keep making the wrong turns, or should she tell him where to go?
Well, I'm...
She should tell him where to go. He should tell her where to go.
What do you think, Ross?
Sorry.
I like what she just said.
Yeah, we're all in unison with Jen on this one.
Yep.
So, dear, hush.
I can't say
just hush.
If you go four blocks extra out of the way,
yeah,
you,
if you go four blocks extra out of the way. Who cares?
It doesn't mean you go, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She can't do the I told you so dance.
No.
She just needs to shrug and laugh.
Yes.
She needs to read my book, and then she will shrug and laugh and go, big deal, I get to see stuff I never would have seen.
When you get there, you get
there. If he wasn't so stupid.
Yeah. See, that's the beautiful thing about her book, really, is it shows just relax, people. Just get your head out of your rear. It's serious. I got a test, Jenny.
Now you got it.
I have an appointment with Jenny later. Jenny McCarthy. I call her later.
So this
is Jenna. But here's my test.
Boy, just in case having me on your show doesn't annoy and disgust any listeners, you get the Playboy Playmate on here and we're all good. she'll piss off way more people than I do.
Okay. So here's how you know, in case you're not sure if you have your head up your butt. Yeah, just ask yourself these simple questions. Are you in a great deal of pain? Does everything seem really dark and you can't see very clearly? Is it difficult for you to maneuver? Does everything really stink in your life? If these are true, then you have your head up your butt.
Simple test.
It's a simple test. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many people would say, yes, I'm in great pain. I can't see anything. I have no hope. Everything stinks and I can't move. Get your head out of your butt. Seriously.
That's good.
Anyway.
That's a good visual right there.
Yeah, that's a really rebuilds the old makes you feel good about life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's just what's odd is people will understand that.
They do understand
They just get it. Yeah, that's me.
Get your head.
Everything stinks in my life and I'm miserable and I can't. Well, good heavens. Anyway. Yes, dear, leave him alone. Leave him alone. There's nothing that's an easy call. Nothing's more obnoxious than someone telling somebody how to drive. Now, what you can do is, if you don't like it, then you drive. And he offers that to her.
Well, he might.
By the way, what's the rule when you're driving? Now, Jenna told us that she and her husband had this fight over the radio. Who has the final say on the radio? The passenger or the driver?
Driver. Absolutely.
Even though he was driving at the time. But our fight wasn't. It was just about him smacking my hand.
Unless,
and then it was like, you just forfeited all rights to radio control, pal.
Unless it's my daughter.
Okay, so we all agree.
Has the wheel. No, then mom has. Mom always has. If I'm in the car with the kids and the kids are driving, mom still has the radio control.
And we always, the driver always gets final say.
Absolutely.
I play country music during the...
Talk radio here.
Mm. Talk radio?
Yeah, I can't do music much anymore.
I can't do any other kind of music other than country. Country music keeps me awake because they're always telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to the stories. I love stories. But, you know, I love you, baby, you know.
Says the guy who doesn't read.
It's audio but books to music, that's what
that's
it is.
That's my literature.
That's my literature right there. So it is. I mean, how can you not love this? You gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes. Everybody dance.
Put an appetite. That kind of song.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen to this. I let it slide when that liquored up guy asked me, boy, what you looking at? And I kept my cool when the reckless fool put a dent in my Cadillac. And I don't care if my long hair draws stares the way it does. Long as you ain't throwing sticks and stones, you'll probably be alright, cuz I'll take the high road if I can out of a bind. But you gotta whoop a man's ass on time. Now, see, now, how do you not stay awake during that? I mean, these are hilarious lyrics.
Did you hear his new song, The Million Dollar View? Have you heard it?
Yes.
I love that song.
That's cool.
I really like that song.
So anyway, but yes, the driver gets the final say on whether. Okay, we're going to take our final break, and then we'll be back with more brilliant insights and analysis right after this.
But I'll be here, too.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
You listen to the Mark Gunger Show, grooving the sounds of Michael Jackson. He was the best, man. That guy, he could dance. Good night. In the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, relationships with our charming guest, Jenna McCarthy, author of If It Was Easy, They'd Call the Whole Damn Thing a Honeymoon. Very, very funny book. You might check it out. Doesn't smell as good as my book, but we'll have that argument until the day we die, I think.
Probably.
Talk about stupid arguments. All right, stupid argument day. What else you got?
Okay, this is another time argument. And it's from the lady whose husband was the logger. Do you remember that email? The logger guy that
her
you.
Her husband was
she
the
says,
logger.
I'm the logger's wife from a couple of months ago who wrote in. It was like back in September. You went off on him. Mm-hmm. And then you hilariously gave your address as Chicago so the logger wouldn't come and kill you in your sleep. Right.
Yes. I live in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. California.
Dude!
You can find my address at jennamccarthy.com.
She said, I haven't gotten the nerve to have him listen to that episode yet, but when he does listen occasionally, he admires your insight. She said, one of these days soon, I'm going to be brave enough and play it for him. I'll let you know how it goes.
No, if I really ticked him off, don't play it for him.
Anyhow, here
you don't want to insult the logger. Here I'm yelling, and I think, oh, wait a minute, this guy's a logger. He's a big
Paul
guy.
Paul Bunyan, man. He's going to come with babe.
I don't live in Wisconsin. I live in Chicago. Come see me there.
Okay, right. It's another time dilemma. She says, when is late actually late? My husband and I disagree on when we are actually late for something such as church or another event.
Oh, another time thing.
Yes, that's what I said. Another time thing, Mark. All I said it twice now. Want to hear it again? Another time thing.
Another time. I'm a little slow.
You don't listen to what I say.
I'm a little slow.
Listen.
I need more time.
Mm-hmm.
To understand the time.
He starts declaring that we are late if we won't make it at least a half an hour early, usually more like an hour before the event starts. I don't mind being early for church. In fact, I like having a chance to visit with friends, but I don't like the griping and the distressing that we're late if we arrive less than 20 minutes before the appointed hour. So when is late?
Well, she's exaggerating now. She said an hour.
Sometimes an hour.
Who goes to church an hour ahead of
time? Sometimes he wants to be there an hour early.
An hour ahead of time. In church.
Mm-hmm. She says he comes by it naturally. His mother is notoriously early.
He's trying to get in all
early.
The center seats.
Maybe.
Aside, Jenna has those seats reserved. Those are her seats.
Those are mine.
Those are
for my people.
They're my peeps. All right.
She says
Is that a sin? I mean, he's crazy.
He's crazy. She says has to tell his parents, because he comes by it because of his parents, that if they're going to eat at 6, they tell them they're going to eat at 7, so they'll actually come at 6 and not show up too early. So they fudge the time with the in-laws. She fudges the time.
I think that's just as rude as being late. That's rude.
To be a whole hour early.
An hour.
So when is late being late?
All right, Jenna, what do you think?
When it started. Late. I mean, again, this is part of the... Okay, she's married to him. She knows it's his thing. So here's that crazy suggestion again, like the poking in the ear. Maybe you guys could have a conversation and you could agree that 15 minutes is the max you're going to go on the early scale and you'll shoot for that. But, I mean, the bottom line to me is late isn't late until the event has started, and I am not late for anything. I sit around and wait a half an hour for my pap smear. Yay! Because I'm not going to be late. But he's kind of crazy. An hour is crazy. Well, you know, you guys get those lickety split. Anyway, yeah. No, I mean, I say you, if this is a thing that is really, really important to the person you
love.
Why
do they have a scoff?
I mean,
why are they coughing? Wait. We're interrupting you.
Do you know why?
Why do you cough? Why?
Because when you cough, apparently, if there's a... break or something that is for a herniation that they'll feel the pressure of that when they hold onto you and forces, you know how it forces, and they'll be able to feel if there's a weakness.
So the reason they're hanging onto my jewels is not because I'm so attractive.
No.
They're waiting for my cough to determine whether or not they jiggle just the right way.
No, apparently you can feel the stress or whatever it's gonna herniate.
I'm
if you
feeling
have a
stress because there's
on.
A man hanging onto my balls. I feel stressed right there. I think you'd get a false reading right there, sir. I feel a little stress here because you touched my stuff.
It's not your stress. It's the pressure that they'll be able to palpate and feel if you actually have a hernia coming on. That's all.
Your dentist should not be doing this.
Thought this was an oral exam.
Bob, aren't you a dentist? Yeah. Why are you doing this? I don't know. Just learned in school. Anyway, wow. Okay. So we went on a rabbit trail there. You were saying something semi-intelligent. What was it?
No, I think she's right. You have the discussion. 15 minutes is the cutoff. We'll get there 15 minutes early, Bob.
I think it depends on the event.
So you have this discussion.
Yes, I think you would have to. Wait,
so what if he refuses?
What if he... Then you just listen to him. She says, well, shut up.
She's compromising a little bit. She's saying, even though you are all shades of crazy wrapped in one, I'm going to go ahead and like mentally subtract 15 minutes to any starting time.
Sure.
And I will, church doesn't start at 11, it starts at 10:45. And in my head, I will make that an ongoing thing for every event we're invited to. I will subtract 15 minutes. I will not subtract 30. I will not subtract 45. I will not subtract 60.
And if you're willing to get there 15 minutes early and he's whining that he wants to be there 45 minutes early, then tell him to shut up.
Or take his own stinking car.
Okay. Right. So you're there. You can go early. There you go.
Ross,
otherwise, you go early.
What do you say? You agree with this?
There's a lot of great fashion on eBay today.
He's not even paying attention. No, over there surfing the internet. What's the matter, man?
But see, we do
this
that.
Is we're talking about Pabst smears and getting your junk
all I hear
hung.
Is Pabst Blue Ribbon. When you say Pabst, that's all I'm thinking. PB Army ASAP, and I'm in full agreement with that.
PABST, that's a difference.
You know, I'm thinking that in this situation, once again, it's I hate being late. This is my story at my house.
Okay,
I hate it.
Yeah,
it drives me nuts. Okay, she's like, well, you know that this is nobody in our family's ever on time. I'm like, well, I am. I'm on time. I don't have to be at church.
But then I go by myself, Ross.
Yeah, but I don't have to be at church until 7:30 on Sunday morning. I get there at 6:45, 7 o'clock, so I can feel good about doing what I need to do. That's good. But for her, I mean, it's like for jobs, okay. So I'm all for, hey.
So we don't really have a clear winner here. We're just giving suggestions on how to fix it.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know if there really is a winner.
You gotta work it out.
One.
You know, it depends. I would say he's a little crazy. Just depends on how big a logger he is.
Yeah. This is true.
If he's a really big logger, then I think he's a brilliant man and you ought to do what he says. All right? If he sounds like this when he talks,
you gotta whoop a man's ass.
Then you show up an hour.
You know, with a low voice like that, I agree with him.
He wins.
He wins. Now, if he ain't that big a feller, so the real question, how big a feller are you?
Mark Gunger big?
Are you Mark Gunger? Then, you know, then you're wrong. Then you're crazy.
You're Trace Adkins big.
You're right, man. You're a brilliant man. So,
but we do that at our house. I can manage a half an hour early. If he wants to be earlier than a half an hour, then I say, you go ahead and drive and leave and I'll come.
Yes.
Because I can't manage to get someplace always that much
Well, not
too
everybody
early.
Is independently no. wealthy as
and
you
And really,
are.
Wait, life is short. If you're going to sit around waiting an hour for everything you ever have to do, no, that's not okay. I mean, if I had to pick a winner here, it's her. They're not late until they're late. She's saying, I'll be on time. I don't want to be an hour early.
So you vote
I
for the girl.
I pick her as a winner, but I think she needs
winner,
to.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a winner.
Okay, you'd say the girl.
I would
she's
agree
right,
with that, too.
Right.
Depends on how big a failure is he.
Yeah.
That's all
if
I got.
If he's really big and he's going to come kill my boss, then
now,
I
look,
vote for him.
At the end of the day, even though this is a serious pet peeve of mine, it doesn't always go my way. I get it. I'm not going to sit and hang my hat on this and, you know, just all of a sudden go off to the races in a full-blown argument over whether we're on time, which means an hour early or a half an hour. Sometimes I suck it up, but it's not like it doesn't irritate me. So I think it's a give and take on each side.
All right.
Well, you might always be irritated.
I'm irritating.
It just matters what you are.
I have a gift of irritation. Is that a spiritual gift? We talk about spiritual gifts.
Yep.
Is there a spiritual gift of irritating?
Yes, I think it's called the annoying.
Not the annoying. Not the annoying.
The annoying.
I have the annoying. It's the spiritual gift of irritating.
Yep,
I'm very good at that. I'm very blessed in that regard. All right. Well, Jenna, thank you for spending a couple of days with us on this stuff. You're a very nice lady.
It feels like a month.
Feels like a month. You feel my pain.
No, I love it. I want to come back every day.
Oh,
she's lying.
I know, okay. I really do.
We tried to get your sister on the phone. I guess she just didn't want to be on the air with us.
She's very busy praying for me, Mark. It's a full-time job.
But I wanted her on the air. Timothy, she wouldn't pick up. Is that the deal? Well, she said she was busy. What'd she say?
I tried her.
There's
she
no
didn't
answer. No answer. No.
I think they're on the conference
that's,
call.
That's she the ultimate slam. We won't even answer the phone to you, loser.
Seriously, what were you going to ask her? Like, what's it like?
I have no idea.
A drunken sailor for her sister?
No, I don't know. I was just going to have fun with her.
Hey, can you send a case of Zestra up here? I have some friends I want to give this out to.
Some friends.
I buy my own stash, baby.
I thought this was yours.
No. That's her sponsor.
I don't make this stuff.
Oh, it's your sponsor.
I just apply it topically. I do not ingest it.
You take
I just apply it.
Because I could die.
You take it and put it on your Libya.
and make her Gaddafi happy. All happy.
And hope for world peace.
Oh, good gracious.
Gaddafi's pushing up daisies.
You people.
Hmm.
Are we just out of stuff to talk about now?
Well, that was the end of the clock. That was the end of the stupid argument. So
we're done. Do you ever feel like that on a date with your spouse? Like it's all good, and you're like, "What did you do? Oh yeah, how was that? How'd that meeting go? That went good. Yeah. So we're done. We're done. We got nothing.
Speed dating is what we just did.
How's your dinner? It's good. Yep. Are you going to get mine? No.
You know, look, at some point, yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, this sounds weird, but at some point, you want to double date.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, at some point after 40 years.
You've run out of things to say.
You know what? I always want a double date, and my husband gets really insulted. And he'll say, like, oh, just the thought of being with me for 3 hours is just horrible. I'm like, well, no, but I'm kind of with you all day, every day.
Well, that's the thing. When you spend so much, like you and your wife and my husband and I spend a lot of time together too. He's home, and it's like, just to go out to eat and just sit and stare at each other. It's like we spent the whole day together.
But we are comfortable just not saying anything.
Yeah,
we can drive for a long time and not say anything.
Not say a word.
No, I mean,
I just keep talking.
We just sit there and just chill and eat and.
Yeah, I can do that. My husband can't. Really he fun. Has to talk all of the time. And it's like, okay.
You enjoy that? Can just we sitting just there sit? And not talking?
I do. I can do that.
Ay, ay, ay.
I can do that.
Ross is a talker.
No, I got to talk.
I don't talk much on this show, though.
That's because we don't let you.
You can't get a word in edgewise.
That's why I look at fashion all the time. That's why I'm so good at this stuff.
He's over there.
I'm looking at men's fashion on eBay and having a conversation with you.
He does this show every week with us.
Really?
He sits and screws around on the internet the whole time.
How do you think I found pictures of you?
How do I get his job? I could be really good at
that. I am listening to everything that is being said. I'm just trying to find a time to say something.
No, you're not. You're a guy. You cannot multitask.
Oh, yes, I can.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
That is a lie.
I am a woman trapped in a man's body.
Oh, he is. Believe me, he is.
I am.
He's a woman in the male package.
Full scale. No, I can't say it.
Mm-hmm. I think all of you guys totally need to wear dresses tomorrow. We just can't, like, let's just do it.
I would love to see that.
Relinquish your man card at the door. Come in your Spanx. You guys put on some Spanx, and we'll have a whole new. And you
what's
know
a Spanx?
What's a Spanx?
Right?
Compression wear holds y'all in.
I don't need that.
What is that like?
Mark, what is Spanx?
What's a Spanx?
It's a compression. It's compression wear. It's like a big girdle thing that holds.
Oh, that's
you
what
in.
I need,
girdle.
Man. Mm-hmm. I need to Spanx this burrito right down here and Spanx it right inside.
I don't need that. Thank you.
They have a Spanx for every body part. You can have arm Spanx and like back fat Spanx, and they have them for everything. And the
it's
fact that
shapewear.
You don't know that makes me hate you.
I need it.
That
though.
You do.
They have
what are you
Spanx
talking?
For
you're
women's
skinny,
arms?
Man. I'm.
I am skinny, but I'm flabby. I'm
are
an
you
old
serious?
Lady.
Is
I got extra skin.
Pull in the tricep that is sagging. Is that what they do on a woman?
Anything.
The flags?
Literally, you can have this whole
there's
body
no
Spanx thing
there.
That you can. Are you on Spanx.com? You totally are.
Is that a website?
That's
what holds it in,
Spanx
sucks it up.
Yeah. It's not a porn site or something.
It's Spanx. Yeah, if you start
Spanx,
I almost where can I get Spanx?
Spanx.
Where can I get spanked?
Not Spanx.
Oh, it's black stuff. To hold your stuff in.
Yeah,
it's just
compression wear.
Your junk is spilling.
I need to be compressed.
This keeps it in check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
They just made a girdle sound sexy, and then they made a billion.
All right. Well, if you're interested in crazy, Jenna McCarthy's book. If it was easy, they'd call the whole damn thing a honeymoon. It's not exactly your focus on the family material, but it's very funny. We love you, girl. Thanks for being here.
I love you more.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, boy.
Have fun storming the castle.